Hi, this is Mike Swanson, and thanks for joining WallStreetWinner.com. I got a real special guest with me today. I've got David Bannister, who runs the site ActorTradingPartners.com. How you doing, David?
Great. How's it going today, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you. A lot of interesting stuff happening in the markets, and like happens often, your commentary has caught my eye the past couple of days. Last week, on May the 17th, on various gold websites, you wrote an article with the title, "It's Time to Be Brave," listing reasons why you thought we were on the verge of seeing a reversal in the recent decline in gold stocks, which, you know, would likely be a good buying opportunity. And then yesterday, you actually sent out an alert right off the open for a gold mining stocks, Mukuing Mining, MUX, and it went up 17%. So congratulations on the great trade.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. It just kind of blasted off about 20 minutes after our recommendation. But that's a company that actually we've been following for several months. We've actually traded it before successfully, but we've been kind of watching it for, I'd say, many weeks, just waiting for another opportunity, I think.
Yeah, and I've personally, myself, I did some buying too last week and yesterday. You know, we saw a big rally and lots of the gold stocks up 7%. I mean, this one, McEwen, was up 17%, which is pretty awesome for the intraday move. But today, some of the gold stocks are down. The XAU is down 2 points. In the metal, according to Kitco's, we're doing this, is down 18. So I'm wondering, what are your thoughts now with gold and gold stocks?
Actually, the pullback today is pretty normal, Mike. When you get to these washout lows, you know, let's assume maybe it's just a short-term multi-week low. That's kind of where I'm at. You usually get a pullback and a little bit of a retest or a little higher than the prior day's low. And I know that you know that. So I think this is a normal pullback this morning, and we will see some of these, the better mining companies will resume the uptrend over the next few weeks, in my opinion.
Well, are you using any, I know you specialize a lot in Elliott wave theory, are you using different wave counts to figure out how the gold and gold stocks are likely to play out in the coming weeks? Do you have like a projection of what you think will happen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the article I wrote, I actually listed out 10 reasons why it was time to be brave. So one of them, obviously, we do use Elliott wave analysis along with charting and fundamentals. But insider buying was running over 10 to 1 versus selling recently. The percentage of small traders that had short positions were at all-time highs, and they tend to be what they often call the dumb money. The regular smart money traders have actually been dramatically reducing their short positions in gold to the lowest level in over a year recently, which is bullish. And several other indicators, you know, were telling me that we were near, you know, typical washout low. So Elliott wave wise, we feel that short term that gold has support between 1295 and 1304. Kind of the worst case scenario in our opinion, and has significant specific resistance at 1450. So you will recall, Mike, recently we did kind of sneak over 1450 for a little bit there, but it didn't last too long. And that's still a big area of major resistance.
Yeah, I'm going to put a link below this interview so everyone can see your article. It's really worthwhile for people to see your 10 points and in detail. One of them is the percent gold miners bullish percent index, and I didn't even know this had happened, but it got down to zero. The last time it was at zero was in 2008. Could you explain what that exactly means for people?
Well, it actually,
'cause it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's an interesting chart, and it's in my article. Everybody can look at it, and there's some notes on it. But basically, it's often comes from what are called point and figure charts. But essentially, what it tells you is the extreme level of bullishness or bearishness in a particular sector at any one time. And it's rare, obviously, to have a zero reading. The only other time that gold miners had a zero reading, Mike, was December of 2008. And historians will remember that's exactly when gold stocks bottomed out first before the market did. Some people don't realize that, but the market bottomed in March of 2009, but gold stocks bottomed in December of 2008. And that's exactly when the bullish percent index hit zero. So now we fast forward to May of 2013, and we're at the same reading of zero. And you have insiders buying over 10 to 1 to sellers the last 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was happening. So that I guess that would mean the gold executives or the largest shareholders have been buying a lot of the stocks up.
Yeah, what happens at the bottom of a significant bear cycle is that the only people left long are the insiders and maybe some institutions. Most otherwise, the retail investor is sold out. I can give everyone a good example. This year, traders are familiar that solar stocks have been just going absolutely through the roof.
Sure.
But last year, they were absolutely horrible. Maybe one of the worst bear cycles over the last 2 years of any sector. And they were given up for dead. So this is typically the best time to invest, as I say in my article, is after a crash. But you want to look for a lot of indicators to kind of help you out so you're not too early. And that's what my article talks about.
Yeah, the sentiment is really amazing for gold right now. I just tell you, like myself, my website, I've got lots of people that are gold bugs on it and have been on it for years, and a lot of them have had to sell out over the past few months that things have dropped, and they don't seem to be bullish anymore at all. In fact, when I sent out my alert about the buys I did last week, I didn't get a single email from anyone saying that they were that interested. And yesterday when it went up, I got one email about that, and not asking if that's the bottom, but asking if I'm going to sell into what they called a spike. So I just think it's just absolutely amazing how negative everyone is when it comes to gold. Do you see in the rest of the market, do you think the psychology is getting overly bullish or not necessarily?
Well, again, from an Elliott wave perspective, this has been what we call a third wave up in the market. I'm not going to bore everyone with details, but this specific type of third wave we're in is the most bullish of sentiment waves, and it's affecting the S&P 500 and obviously the Dow and NASDAQ, etc. The third waves are difficult, Mike, to call the tops on because they can extend, like 1999. Things can get really out of hand, and so we haven't been sitting around trying to short the top at all. We've just been looking for pullbacks and liking to trade stocks that were in uptrends and pullbacks and getting a rebound, right?
Sure.
But if you look at the gold stocks, you do have to be selective. I don't think you can just buy any of them. But if you're selective like we try to be, they're trading at significant discounts to intrinsic value. And the sentiment is at extremes not seen again since late 2008. So, look, we may not call the exact bottom, but in our opinion, it's close enough.
Well, as we wrap up, could you tell people where to go for more information and what you provide?
Well, two websites, depends what you're interested in, but we do cover the precious metals complex and the S&P 500 at themarkettrendforecast.com. That's an inexpensive subscription, and we give daily updates with charts and the like during the week and forecast those two sectors. And the more active trader who wants specific, entry and exits in different areas and sectors, that would be at activetradingpartners.com, and we have a good time there, and we do pretty well.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me and everyone else. We'll definitely have to do a follow-up interview soon.
Thanks, Mike. You have a good day.